Okay, Rabbi Isai.
We're learning the Shia this morning here in Jaipur, India. And we're holding in the middle of Gimel Amud Beis. And if you recall, we had a machloikis yesterday and already the first day of our Masechta between the Mishnah and Reb Shimon. And then we had a stira in Reb Shimon himself. Let's remember the stira because the focus today is going to be on that stira and the response, the three terutzim that there are to that stira. Okay? You're welcome. So, just going back to Beis Amud Beis just for a short moment. At the top of Beis Amud Beis, we had on the second line the sign of Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon said, every mincha that you do a kmitza, the kohen does a kmitza shaloi lishma, it's kosher. And it's even oil balim. Why? Period. So what did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said, although by Sechta Zvachim we learned it, the first Mishnah, it's kind of called Zvachim, Shinizvachu Shloi Veshmon, Ksheirim, Elishli Ol Labalim Shem Choy Vechutz, Mipesach Vechatos. When it comes to Menachos, it's totally different. Menachos, you do the Kmitah Shloi Veshmon, it's Kasher V'yasher, Ol Labalim Shem Choy Vechutz, everything is fine, everything is good. Not only by a regular Korbanos Mincha, but even by a Mincha Chareva. What's a Mincha Chareva? A Mincha that you do not add Levoina or Shemen, which would be the Minchas Choyte. Minchas Choyte, you remember, is the third tier of the three-tiered wealth test by special Korban Chatas Oyle V'yayrit, Minchas Choyte, and also Minchas Kenois. Minchas Kenois is a Minchas Soite. So, I would have thought that there in by Zvachim, it says a chatas is possible. Not only all about Mishim Chayv, it's possible. Says Reb Shimon, now everything is fine. Chareva Lishim Blula, Blu Shim Chareva, all this is an ordinary, everything is fine. What's the difference between a mincha and a Zvachim? Zokti Gemara, it's based on Poshita logic. Because when you're going and shechting a carbon, unless you're looking very carefully, you don't know whether what the coin is saying is wrong or right. After all, the coin is shechting. And he says, I'm shechting this for an oila, for a shlomim, whatever. Is it a zocher? Is it a nekeva? Unless you look very carefully and you inspect, you don't really know. There's an aliyah that's covering it. Even there's no aliyah to soyer. Nevertheless, mezeitnish, bekiknish, people don't know. So, shevuima. So therefore, zochti gemara, mashenke legabe karmi mincha, anybody that sees the mincha sees immediately, is this a soilus mincha? Mincha soilus, meaning it's just flour? Or is it a machbas, like a thin brittle pancake? Or is it like a donut, like a marcheshes? You can tell immediately whether it's one or the other. So when the koyin says, I'm taking this machbas, and I'm doing a kmitza l'shem marcheshes, what he's saying is shtusim. It's nonsense. Therefore, it falls away. Actions speak louder than words. I see it's a machbas. And Kensteiner from Kopi can say all day, he looks at a horse and say, that's an elephant, it's an elephant, it's an elephant. It's not an elephant, it's a horse. So it's a machbas, not a machash. That's what...
So it becomes that this, you go after a subconscious like? I mean, you still need a kavana.
Yeah, when it comes to kabonis, remember the Morrison Davov back in Zvochim, that the Chazal or Masakin or the people in charge of the Bismigish or Masakin don't have any kabonis. Because if you start having kabonis, you have to have six kabonis, if you remember. Shem Reich Nichoyach, Shem this, Shem Hashem. If you mess up on one, everything is not good. So therefore, they might make the...
Shus becomes a stam.
Well, it becomes a stam, as if he said nothing. Pushed the delete button, he didn't say anything, it's nonsense, forget about it. And that's what the first Reb Shimon said. Then we have the second Reb Shimon, halfway down the Amid, a little bit past halfway, where Reb Shimon seems to be just like our Mishnah, and just like Zvachim. This is Reb Shimon, I mean. Kodesh Kedoshim, it says by a Kar Mincha, that it has a status of Kodesh Kedoshim. Kachatos V'cha'oshim. Now why does the Pasuk have to tell us that it's Kodesh Kedoshim like Chatos V'yoshim? I know that Chatas and Oshim are both Kodesh Kadoshim. So Yesh ben Kachatas, Yesh ben Kachatas. What is that? Minchas Choyteri Kachatas. Like the Karm Chatas from Sechta Zvachim. Leficha comes to Shalei Lishma. He did a Kmit to Shalei Lishma. Psula. It's totally possible. Zero. Gunish. Just like Kachatas. If it's a Minchas Zavari Ki Oshim. What's Talocha by an Oshim? Leficha comes to Shalei Lishma. Sheira. It's like have to bring a new carbon ashem. That's obviously not like the Reb Shimon I just had on the top of the oven. So what does Reb Shimon hold? Let the real Reb Shimon stand up. So we had three turrets. We had the turrets of Rabba, the turrets of Rabba, and the turrets of Ravashi. What was the teretz of Rabbi and Rabba? We'll review that a drop later in the Gemara. Let's just go to Ravashi. What does Ravashi hold? Now we're on Gimel Amud Beis. That Ravashi is about halfway down. Halfway down the Amud Ravashi, Amar Loikasha. You'll see the following line in Gimel Amud Beis. There's a parenthesis, Minchas, Machbas. So one line higher, Ravashi, Amar Loikasha. There are two such Minchases. So the first one. Everybody have that? Good. Ravashi, Amar Loikasha. Kan bekoimetz machvas l'shem marcheshes, kan bekoimetz menchas machvas l'shem menchas marcheshes. The whole difference is that he add the word minchas or not. When the first Reb Shimon, when he says it's all fine and wonderful, and you delete, you push the delete button, and forget about what he said, it's talking about machvas l'shem marcheshes. He didn't add the word mincha, just machvas l'shem marcheshes. What does that make? Well, who cares? Because the monaka mechashiv, machshav the monalei pasla. He didn't say. Remember, what's the whole inyan that we're talking about in our Mishnah Maseches Zvachim? We're talking about something called shini kodesh. Shini kodesh means a mishana from one kodeshim from another kodeshim, from an oile to a shlam, from a shlam to an oile, from a minchas nedava to a mincha chareva to a minchas. Mafetaner to minchas machvas, minchas marcheshes. I'm switching shini kodesh. Here he wasn't mishana kodesh. He was mishana mona. In other words, everybody sees that this is a machvas, and he says, I am doing this l'shem marcheshes. Marcheshes on its own is just the name of a pot, just the name of a container. So that's kunish. He wasn't mishana kodesh, he was mishana b'choil. So therefore, that's why we forget about it. Mashenkin, the second Reb Shimon is when Itaka said, I'm doing akmit l'shem min minchas marcheshes. Oh, that is misham the koidish from machvas to marcheshes. It's an andra masa. So if you're more the mincha, the apostle by machshava, come machashiv. Now the machshava that he's having is a machshavis psul, because he's not talking about just the mana, just the container, the pot. He's talking about the mincha. And that's the difference between first price and the second price. Okay, here he's just talking about the pot. Here he's talking about the mincha. If we look back at that first price, he doesn't mention anything about pots and pans and pans and pots. He mentions that the masa mechicha. I see it's a machas, not a macheshes. Every mechicha. The pshat in that price is avogav the machshava to minkarhi, or the side that has another gears to loy minkarhi, tipasel mitzara svara. I should say the machshava should pasel, and here is where Rav Ashi and Rava, which we learned yesterday, have a very strong machlokes with Rava, and they say, don't go and say that as a result of the fact that what he is saying is different than the carbon. Just ignore it. I read Narish kind of shtusim. It's just the opposite. By the fact that he is defiant, he sees that there's a machvas, and he says that it's a machashes, that's a machsheves psul. That really bustles it, because he's trying to uproot common sense and logic and facts on the ground. I see that it's a machvas. No, I'm making it a machashes. That should be mitzara svora of machsheves psul. And therefore, when we had the Loshen, Shemaseh Machichan Aleh, what it's really as al Loshen Bitmiyo, or Tzvakert, what he's saying, that Afagav, notwithstanding the fact that Maseh Machichan Aleh, even though I can see with my own eyes that this is a Machvas and not a Marcheshes, nevertheless, because he's defiant and he says such a strong statement, it should be possible. So why tak isn't it possible? So Yomar leaves out the next few words, but Rashi supplies the next few words, that the reason why it's kosher is because the monaka machashiv. He's not uprooting koidish, he's uprooting containers, he's uprooting pots and pans. No, pots and pans are koidish, and therefore it's kosher. So that's the first part. What's the second part of Reb Shimon? Umay avu bezvachim ein, okay? Again, the same thing. Then avu gab b'shchita achas l'kulon. Uzrik achas l'kulon. Mikabal achas l'kulon. Even though l'choyre here, he's not making such a defiant statement where he's being oiker. Why? because Shechita and Zerika and Kabbalah, they all look basically the same, but the difference is here, Bezvicha de Pasla be Machshav kam Machashiv. Here he's not thinking of psul in terms of sizes of pots and pans. Here he's talking about the Etzim Korban himself. It's a Shini Koidesh. Oh, Shini Koidesh. That's the Tetzer Rav Ashi. Are you just changing pots and pans? Okay, forget about it. You're changing Koidesh, but there's an Andra Mais, and then it becomes either Pasul or it becomes Kosher. Elishli Ola Balam Shem Choyva, depending what type of Mincha we're talking about. Okay. On the surface, I can hear Rav Ashi. But Freiti Yimor, Amle Rav Acha, Marei Rav, Rav Ashi. Charev L'Shem B'lula, Amai. Let's go back to that first brisa. The first brisa said that if he had in mind Charev L'Shem B'lula, what's the halacha? It's kosher, the Mahadran, no problem. The Mahadran, but it's kosher, and it's not L'Yol Abam Shechayva, it's not Basel, it's kosher. Freiti Yimor, Amai. Why should it be kosher? After all, he didn't use the term of mona over here. He just said chareva to belula. L'choyer chareva to belula means a machshava from a carbon to another carbon. What's chareva? Chareva is just a shortened form of saying minchas choyt and minchas kenois, where there was no shemen or levaina. We call that chareva. It's dry. When he's saying, I'm doing it l'shem belula, what does he mean when he's saying belula? L'choy is talking about a regular menchas nedava, where you go and pour in shaman. And here he didn't use the word stam mana, so why don't we go and say that here taka should be pasul, based on your svara, that if you're talking about the mincha itself as opposed to the size of the pot, it makes it pasul. Amai, why does it say in the first place it's kosher? Amrib Shimon, Amai, Amrib Shimon. Basically, the Gemara is saying the same terrors. Just like you said, when he's referring to Marcheshes and Machvas without using the word Mincha, he's just saying Narish Kaiten Shtusim. What is the Shtusim? He's saying different containers from pots to pans, pans to pots. Here too, when he says Belula, Belula itself doesn't have any real meaning. It just means a mixture. If you want, you can think of it as a cholent. He's saying, you see this car Mincha? I have in mind to do a kmitza like a cholent. Bila means it's all mixed together. So it's mixed together. That's not a shame mincha. Oh, just like we said, a mana doesn't passel. By saying cholent, it doesn't passel. Freiti Mara, Ihochi, once you're telling me that the word belula is not really a reference to a carbon, but it's reference to a mixture, l'shem shlomim nami. Why did I say the same thing? That if he's shechting a carbon oil, and he says, I have in mind, l'shem shlomim, say the same thing also. L'shem shlomim ba'alma. What means shlomim ba'alma? Says Rashi, he's just trying to make sholim ben koini lebeini. He's saying, Rabbeinu shlomim, it's el, and ni l'doidi v'doidi li. Rabbeinu shlomim, it's about time I want to be b'sholim with you. The whole year Nembach I've been meruchik, I've been distanced because of my sins. I want to be b'sholem, b'shleim. Advice us, he's not talking about a carbon. He's also talking about nice theoretical, theological ideas, but he's not talking about the carbon. Everything more, your tushtel from mincha to shlom, shlom to mincha is really not a good tushtel. Hachi hasha. Hasam zevach gufa ikri shlom. The word shlomim inherently and intrinsically doesn't mean to make sholem ben koini lebeini. What it means is a carbon. How do I know? This is in the pasuk. Hamakrib is dam hashlom. It doesn't say zevach hashlom. It just says dam hashlom. Hazoyrik is dam hashlomim. So therefore, when you say the word shlomim automatically in the context of bringing kabbonis, we know what the guy means. He's being mishana b'koidish from oyla to shlom. Mincha gufa miyikri belula. Did you ever hear a person talk about a mincha say, oh, this belula, this mixture? Belula is, of course, a generic term. You could use it for cholent. You could use it for a salad, a chicken salad mixed together with rice. So there's a belula, it's all mixed. So therefore, that doesn't indicate a carb. Freit, well, what are you talking about? There's a befeirish pasuk. V'chol mincha belula v'shemen, etc. So you see that the word belula is a reference to mincha, just like shlom means shlom, belula means mincha. So tomorrow, 1 second, belula b'shemen ikri, belula stam aloy ikri. If it would say v'chol belula b'shemen, you'd be right. What means belula b'shemen? That means a mincha. It says mincha belula b'shemen. It's put fakert. The fact that the Torah said mincha belula comes to tell you the word belula itself really is a meaningless term in terms of kodshim, a mixture. By saying mincha, oh, he just said belula. Good. With this, we've concluded the initial kashis on Rav Ashi. And now we go back to we don't want to call it the Trinity. Chasu Mishka Trinity. We're going to the great trio. That's the Karshian approach, right? Anyway, so what are the three? We had Rabba, we had Rava, we just had Ravashi. Now, let's try to remember what each one said. Nobody likes Rabba, meaning Rava and Ravashi reject Rabba. What did Rabba said? Rabba said, like the Pasha Loshon HaBraisa, that the difference between Mincha and Kodshim is that Maaseh Mechichon Alem. What means Maaseh Mechichon Alem? Like we explained, you see a Machvas, you Koyin saying Marcheshes, Marcheshes, Marcheshes. This time you're idiot and an imbecile. What are you mixing in Marcheshes? This is the Machvas. What he said is Narishkai, push the delete button and forget about it. The other two, Rava and Ravashi, don't like the Teres. The other Rava, Machshavah the Minkra, Pasul Rachmana. Punkt Faker, the Sfarah is just the opposite. When you go and you see a Machbas, and you see a Marcheshes, you're defying logic and the Kodshim and everything else by saying that this is a Marcheshes. Mister, what you're saying is Dvarim Psulim. Get out of here! It's ridiculous what you're saying. So not that we push the delete button, we go and magnify his defiant statement, which is illogical, and we say that certainly should pass. And then the Teretz of Rabba falls away. They don't say the Teretz of Rava. What was the Teretz of Rava? If you remember at the top of the Amud, take a quick look, top line, this is from yesterday, here on top of the Amud, Gimel Amud Beis. Rava Amalei Kasha. Kan bekoimitz mincha l'shem mincha. Kan bekoimitz mincha l'shem zevach. If he says machvas, marcheshes, marcheshes, machvas, kosher. If he says, you see this minchas machvas, I'm doing the kemitza l'shem shlomim, or l'shem oila, then it's possible. Now what's the difference between one and the other? Zokti Yomara, mincha l'shem mincha, you have zoyz teres ha-mincha, teres achas l'chol menachis. You have a special pasuk that says we include all menachis in one happy family, so therefore machvas, marcheshes, mafetana, they're all brothers, they're all sisters, it's all one and the same. Therefore it's kosher. Mashaykin, if he said l'shem zavach, the Zoyz Teres HaMincha V'Azevach Leikshiv doesn't say Zoyz Teres HaMincha V'Azevach. So therefore, that's not Mistaver. Back to the Gemara, Kerov Le'Amri, because V'Zoyz Teres Le'Mash V'Lehu, this drash of Zoyz Teres, they don't like. The reason why they don't like it, explains Rashi, is because remember the Gemara said, if that's the case, the same thing should apply to Chatas. When the person had to bring a Chatas Chalif, and the Kohen said, I'm bringing it L'Shem Chatas Dam, L'Chatas Chatas Avodas Kechovim, Chatas Nozir, Chatas Metzor, etc. According to you, since it says in the Pasuk, V'zoyz Teres HaChatas, Teres Achas L'Chol HaChatois. But we don't say that according to Reb Shimon. And that was the kasha. That's what Rashi says. If you look 4 or 5 lines from the bottom, Zoyz Teres LeMashvelu, the kashalu, Zoyz Teres Chatas, for the Ashkan, the action of Shimon, Chatas Chaylev, L'Shem Chatas Nozer, or L'Shem Chatas Dam, or any of the others that we enumerated yesterday. So therefore, they don't like Rava. Was in Mitravashi. Kravashi LeYamri. Why didn't Rabba and Rava say like Ravashi? Mishem Kusha Derav Acha Berei De Rava. What was the kasha of Rav Acha Berei De Rava? So if you go up about 10, 12, 15 lines over here, it was towards the end of the line. Rav Acha Berei De Rava, you see, it's parallel to the Rashi, the Psula. It's about 3/4 down. Toward the end of the line, Rav Acha Berei De Rava, Rav Ashi, Charev L'shem M'shem Belula Amai. You're telling me that it has to, the Nafkimin is Yom Mona Nishmon. If you're talking about the size of the container, whether it's a pot or a pan, Charev and Belula, we didn't mention anything pots or pans. That was Rav Acha Berei De Rava's kasha. Nimar answered Bila Ba'al. But they were bothered by that kasha. Therefore, they didn't learn like Rav Ashi. Good. So we've concluded now why each one distinguishes or has a different view on answering the kasha than the other. Zokimar, Milton Pshitale Le Rabba La Hai Gisa, Ula Rava La Hai Gisa, Biboyle Le Rava Oishir. That was so crystal clear to Rabba in one direction. What was his one direction? That when a person says Marcheshes, when it's really a Machbas, that's Shtuyot, it's just Narishkeit, forget about it, push the delete button. Or Rabba said on the other hand, Pung Fakert, that by saying defiantly something which is illogical, you make it worse. That which was so crystal clear according to Rav and Rava, each one and according to their own view, that was the Shal Ravoshi. What happens if he brings a carbon mincha to Machvas and he says, I have in mind, I'm doing a kmitza, I'm having in mind l'shem oy l'shem shlomim, what would Rav Shimon hold? Time that Rav Shimon Mishim Machshava the Minkra Leibaslo Machshava the Minkra. Do I say like Rabba learned, and just like I say Machvas for Macheshes, Macheshes for Machvas, the carbon is kosher because what he's saying is Ishtusim. Here too, what he's saying is Ishtusim. If he's saying it's even greater Ishtusim, right? It's not just he's saying that this This horse looks like an elephant. He's saying the horse looks like an apartment building. I mean, it's off the radar screen. How can you go and talk about a mincha and say, I'm shechting now a korban oilish lama? He's doing a kamitza. The whole thing is crazy. And therefore, I should say it's kosher. Oy dil ma time the Reb Shimon mishem dechsev like Ravlin vezoyis toyda sam mincha toyda achas l'chol manachis but vezoyis toyda sam mincha vezebach loikset, and that's why he said that it's possible. So therefore, you see that the two approaches, the svaris of Rab and Rava, hagufa, that's what Reb Shoyishi was bothered by. What does the real Reb Shimon believe? Does he believe maaseh machichan olea and we forget about nonsense, or forget? Do I have to come? The nonsense is terrible, and it would passel it. It's only because I have a car, a pasik, Zeris Teres HaMincha, but I don't have Zeris HaMincha B'Yazeva.
Is the Gemara shy
leaving by Mincha HaBo in my car? That's the Gemara's going to answer that. It's going to be one of three truths. Shkoyach, thank you, you're giving us the proper segue to the Gemara's test. Amalei, so when this question was answered, he told him, Klumi Gamla Sevdata Shereb Shimon. He says, I don't even understand what Reb Shimon says. And explains Rashi, what means I didn't understand what Reb Shimon says? We have a steer on Beis Amid Beis, and I really can't figure it out. Who's the real Reb Shimon? Is it the first Reb Shimon, the second Reb Shimon? So I don't know what to answer you, because I don't even understand what Reb Shimon says. Now, why didn't he answer like the three Terutzim? Was he asleep? Only we had three Terutzim, Rabba, Rabba, and Rav Ashi. He doesn't like Rabba's Teretz, because of the Abai's Kasha. What was Abai's Kasha? Back on Beis Amid Beis, Abai asked the Kasha, and does Rashi bring it? I don't see Rashi bring it. But back in Beis Amid Beis, the Kasha, Abaya on Rabba. What was the Kasha? When we mentioned Rabba on Amid Beis, Beis Amid Beis, Rabba said that the first Mishnah is talking about Shini Koidish, and the first Braisa is Shini Koidish, the second Braisa is Shini Bala. So Abaya said, the whole Svara that we're saying is based on the Pasuk of Zoyis Toras HaMincha, and if that's the case, there shouldn't be a difference between Shini Balam and Shini Koidish. It should be all exactly the same. That was a Bais Kasha back on Beis and Beis on Rab. So therefore he said, what's the difference between this and that? That was a Kasha B'Bai. Kirovale Mishani Le Mishim Kushiv Zoyis Toras HaChatzis. The Kasha that Rashi brought on the back on the Amud Beis, that just like he's saying Zoyis Toras HaMincha, Toras HaChatzis, Chol Menachis, he said, so we should say the same thing in the Gabi Achatzis Chedim, Achatzis Dam, Achatzis Nozi, Achatzis Tzoyra. Kravashu Mishani Lei Mishim Kushe Ravacha Berei Derova. Because the Kasha was Ravacha Berei Derova. That was the Kasha we had in Gimel Amid Beis that he asked about Charev L'Shum Belula. Therefore, he didn't like any of these Terutzim. And therefore, he said, I don't know what to say. Is it like Rav? Is it like Rava? I don't even know what Reb Shimon says. Let the real Reb Shimon stand up. Good. We're going to come back to this in a moment, Rabbi Sai. First, we skip ahead to Vayit in the Mishnah. Said in the Mishnah, we've now concluded temporarily Reb Shimon. Back in the Mishnah, we said that Zvachim and Menachis are very, very similar. Just like by Zvachim, we said, "Kol the Zvachim shenitzlu kasloy deshwan kshedim." Elishul alav alav shulchoy v'chutz mipesach v'chatos. Same thing is Kol Menachis shenikmetzu kasloy deshwan kshedim chutz miminchas choyte uminchas knois. Freitimar. Why is that similar to the chatos? Because chatos kari rachmana. The Torah itself called the minchas choyte. Remember, minchas choyte means the third level of the korban olev v'yoyded. When do you bring a chatos olev v'yoyded? Because the shvuas eidah, shvuas bitoy, or tumas mikshish v'kadoshev. So the rich people kizbas ira, poor people bring two oifis, a very poor person brings a minchas choyte. So therefore I apply hilchos zvachim, just like it's by zvachim, which is totally possible. Here too, minchas choyte is a chatzos. Minchas kenois minolan doesn't say in the Torah that minchas kenois is a chatzos. So in Bazoi, how do I know minchas kenois? That's a minchas soite. How do I know the same thing applies over there? So you want the Tani Tana Kamid Reb Nachman, it says in the pasuk minchas kenois. And Nishkan the Pasuk is a Braisa, Minchas Kenois Moisra Nidava. What does that mean? The husband is taking up his wife, Rachman Litzlan, to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kohen says, what are you doing here? I'm here, Nebuch, my wife, as a Shaila Soit. Shaila Soit. You gotta go and bring a Minchas Oirim. How much does Minchas Oirim cost? $500. Takes out $500. And then he goes to his local Mincha, or a local barley store where they sell barley flour. And they find out that it only costs $400. So what do we do? There was a special sale, Indian Independence Day, August 15th. Special sale, and it's only going to be 400 instead of 500. So now he has an extra $100. What happens to that? Moisir Dova, it goes into one of the shoifers. So if we can't blow a shoifer, so Rashi says, I didn't make this up. Rashi, seven lines from the top. What do you do with the extra $100? You put it into one of the shloish esri shoifers. Remember, those are the 13 pishkis. It was called the shoifer because it looked like a pushka, but it was called the shoifer. Okay, so vus habach fendei. So that's what the Tana learned. So what does it have to do with us? Amli shapik amris. He said what you said is correct, that extra money is by the minchas kenois, packet goes on the double. You know why? Because the pasuk says about the minchas kenois, maskeris ovoi. What's the whole Russian apostic? Baby isha sishte lakoi. Baby is carbono lea asiris o eifa kemach soidim. Lo yitzik alav shemen. Lo yitzik alav lavoyna. Ki minchas kenois hu? Minchas zikoren maskeris oven. Oh, it calls it oven. Maskeris oven. That means levarer oven. Ksiv. It also says, this is talking about a karm chatos, that it's also ovoin. Ah, so I'm learning now, ovoin. When you have extra money for karm chatos. In other words, the person set aside $500 to buy a chatos, it only costs $400. What happens to the extra $100? It's lenedova. Ah, minchas kenois, moisra nedova. But not only that. So bottom line is, why do I say that minchas kenois has the same status as a chatas? It doesn't say chatas. However, I have a gzeira shava. Ovoin, ovoin. I am learning two things out of that same oven, ovoin. One for moisra nedova. And number two, legabi d'alocha, that it's possible. Ein gzeira shava l'machza. Once you learn gzeira shava, you learn whatever you can. Fine. If that's the case, Ashim ye apostle, then Ashim should also be a apostle of carbon. If you shecht a carbon, Ashim, shaloi l'shem, Ashim, it should be apostle. Why? Shaloi l'shmai. Why? The governor of an of mechatas. There also says oven. Now the Gemara doesn't bring the pasuk, but Rashi fills us in. By Ashim it says, v'lo yoda v'oshem v'nosa avoynoi. Doesn't say oven, v'nosa avoynoi. But learn oven, avoynoi, avoynoi, oven. It's basically the same. Learn one from the other. And just like a chatas. And just like a chatas, I said that if you had in mind for something else, it's possible. By Ashim it should also be possible. So Gemara, no. Done an oven, my oven may done an avoynoi my oven. If it's exactly the same, yeah, it's different. Forget about it. No more gzeira shava. Frank, what? My nafka, give it a, come on, give me a break. V'atan de Rabbi Shmuel, very famous Gemara. L'gabi hilchos tzeras. What does it say? V'shava koin avoa koin zui shiva zui bien. This is referring to a koin that is inspecting the walls of the bias that became Nebuchadnezzar. The base tzaras, and he has to go and determine what do we do. So the Gemara tells us in one pasuk he says the shava koin, one says the va koin. I learn certain halachas one from the other. Why? Because both shav and va means that the koin came back and he entered into the room to see whether the tzaras is still the same tzaras batim on the walls or not. Now everybody knows that the word shiva and bia are two different words. The gematria is different; it's spelled differently. So how can you go and say they're the same? So you say nishkefelach. It's the action of coming and going. Bia. No, I bezoy. Avoinay and oven is much closer than be a shiva. Even by a chatas I have an avoinoi. Where? Taka by the minchas choite. Shmias koil is one of the three reasons. Shmias koil is the gabi shvus edis. Where we ask the person, do you know edis? Did you see Reuven lend money to Shimon? I don't know Reuven, I don't know Shimon, I don't know what the tzuris matbe is. I don't know nothing. Are we talking about rupees? Are we talking about one? Are we talking about dollars? And he makes a shvur. That's called the din of shmias koil. And after that, when it comes, it says shmei shiva. He starts going and saying, "Oh, what did I do wrong this year? Oy, I made a big bad lie. I said fake news. I said I don't know, but I really do know edus." And he's moidim mesvad, and then he has to go and bring his carbon. So that's the oven of shmias koil by shvus edus. What does it say in the pasuk? Im lo yagid v'nosa avoynoi. Oh, so by chatas I have avoynoi, and I have legabe a carbon oshem avoynoi. So learn avoynoi, avoynoi. Elizut yimara, I'll be svari, you're right. I'm not going to learn the gzeira shava ki gamri gzeira shava lemois and the dove who the gamri. I'm only going to use that original gzeira shava that I had before of avoynoi only. For the lach of mois and adava means, remember that I bought If a husband bought for his wife, then minchas kinois, and he had extra money left over, it goes in a nedava, just like if a person bought a chatas and saved some money, he puts it into nedava. How can you ignore the second drasha of Ovin to go and tell you just like by chatas? If you shechted shaloi deshmo, it's puzzle. Same thing should apply across the board to, not across the board, but also the karma kasham. Here I have another pasuk, which that pasuk supersedes the gzeira shava. What is this pasuk? It says v'shachat oisa lechatos. Only by karma chatos is there that din that oisa lishma ksheira shaloi lishma psula. Avol kol kodshim bein lishman bein shaloi lishman ksheirim elish le'ol lebalin lishum choiva. Aha. So, Kum Tchoy Zokton Zigimara, that is a special miut by the Karm Chattis to tell you. Don't say, Ein Gzeira Shavla Mechts, and learn Oshem from Chattis, and potentially other Karbanis. No! The Din of Shaloi Lishma, Oshem from Chattis, yeah? The Aloha of Oysa says, only by a Karm Chattis, and not by a Karban Oshem, and not by Shar Karbanis. Oh, Freyti Mora, Ibazoi, now we're back to square one. How do we get into this whole discussion? Because we quoted from the Mishnah, Chutzim Minchas Choyim Minchas Kanois. El Minchas Choyim Minchas Kanois, the Psalm Shloim Vishman, Minolan. How do I know? After all, how did the Gemara answer until now? Minchas Choyim, I learned from the fact that it's called a Karm Chatos. Yeah, but that's not really a Karm Chatos. It's a Mincha. And it's a Mishachan Oiso. You saw it after this one. And Minchas Kanois doesn't even use the term Chatos in the Torah. Just Ovin Ovin. But forget about Ovin Ovin. It says Maskeris Ovin, here it says. Ovin. You can't learn it. We have something that supersedes it. We have this Oiso. So Nachamo, Minchas Choyim, Minchas Kanois, the Psul Shloim Vishman, Minolan, how do I know? Says Yimor, I'll tell you why. Chatos taimamai. Why taka is chatos different than all other kabbalas except for Karm Pesach? Why is chatos different that we say by the Karm Chatos that if you shechtu shaloi lishmoi, not only is it loy olu lebalam lishem choiva, but it's possible mishem dechsiv bo he, because it says in the pasuk chatos he. More quoted before the word chatos he, right? Let's get something. If you have the Torah Ora Sholim at the end of number 2, then it says Ki Chatasi. That's why the Minchas Choyte. Where does it say the Gabi a regular Chatas? Dafin Trafin the Gabi regular Chatas. Anyway, we have. Madu alay chaltim. This is a discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen, where they went to burn the Sor Rosh Chodesh. This is Ois Dalit. Madu alay chaltim is a chatzim koy ma kodesh. Ki kodesh kedoshim hu. Va ois anosan lechem. It's who or he. It's hard to see from here.
Beis and Amid Beis.
You like that better? Okay. Dab alaham verbun of lame is ois teres a chatzim koy ma shi chitra. Wait. Ne Hashem kodesh kedoshim hi. Oh, asa chokhi. Anyway, we have a he, metahu, depending how you pronounce it. Bottom line is shaitan he. So what do you learn
from side?
Now the question is, what's the benefit of having the he? The he is always whenever you see the word he or who, the Gemara dashes b'haviyosa yehe. B'haviyosa means it's got to be that way. Don't go to the right. Don't go to the left. No detours. Straight ahead. He b'haviyosa yehe. It's got to be the Karm Chatzis. So just what the Chatzis is Chatzis he. Hachanami yoksev who? What does that see? That was the he that we quoted by the Minchas Choyte. Lo yosem al Hashem al Yitzan al That was always based in the Torah Arishon. Since it's a he. Frey Yomara, and what about the case of the Minchas Kenois? Minchas Kenois also says he. That's an Ois Gimel. What does it say over there? Maybe you should see she'll call you. Maybe this carbono leha asir seifa lo yitzen olev levoida ki minchas kenois who minchas ikar maskeres oven. Shtei tachvayt to the lashon who he. So that's why if you changed it, possible. It's got to be just like chatzis who he. Fine. Freiti mo Oshem Nami, Haksi Bahu. Right, Oshem also says, Oshem who? Oshem Lashem says who? Freiti mo Oshem, we should also say, Bavyosi Yehe. Says, who? Liachak Torah's Emunim Dechsev. If you look in the Pasik, in the Chumash, you'll see that first we go through the whole Karban Oshem. We even talk about the Haktorah's Emun on the Bizbeach. And finally at the end, Ki Oshem who? Oshem Lashem. And then we end off that Parsh. Kidisanya, Havaloshem Linemba by who Eliach Torah Semurim. And who adds, especially Hukdreim Gurav Kasha, we all know that the Din of Akhtar Seymurim is a Kroisa Mitzvah, but it's what the Gemara calls Shiori Mitzvah. When Shiori Mitzvah? If you did it, you go straight to Ganai. If you didn't, you were even on the mitzvah during Akhtar Seymurim. But it's not Ma'akiv. What's the only thing that's Ma'akiv? Zerika Saddam is Ma'akiv. Achiv is Bosser is a mitzvah, and Akhtar Seymurim is a mitzvah. All this is mitzvahs. The only which is Ma'akiv is the Zerika Saddam. So therefore, Ma'adach Akhtar Seymurim is kosher. Stam, say the fact that you add who and say, yeah, make sure, do the Akhtar Seymurim. If you didn't do the Akhtar Seymurim, no, it's still a kosher card. And therefore, that's why this who doesn't tell you that it's got to be the ikuva that it's possible. So why the Torah took put in who? Oshim shenitig l'raya v'shochti stam kosher. What is this all about? We have Oshim Shinitik L'Rai. Remember, we have the famous halach of the Chomish Chatois Mesais. Those are five Chatois. Simna, Flat Chatzis, Tumuris Chatzis, Chatzis Shemes Malach, Chatzis Shinskapa B'Lev B'Acher, and Chatzis Shobish Nosim. Okay, we have a similar concept, Legabe, the Carbon Oshim. It's also Lachal Mishasina, but not Lemisa, it goes L'Rai. With the marshal, a person had to go and bring a carbon asham, and he brought along his shepsel, his keves or ayil, depending on which carbon asham. He brought him to the base of Migdish. Then the keves or ayil says, by the way, Balaam, why are we going to the base of Migdish today? Oh, don't you know? You'll give me a carbon asham. You know, today I don't like it. It's not a mazdik day for me. And the animal, machta pleite, runs away all the way to India, because they're sacred animals, and he knows that we're not going to touch him, or whatever. Okay. So in the meantime, the Balabatim went and brought a brand new carbon asham. He brought it, and now the first asham comes that, oh, I heard the good news, he got another carbon asham, I'm off the hook. So what happens to that first carbon asham? It goes l'ray. L'ray means you let it go and graze in the pasture until it gets a mum, and then I go and sell it, and I take the money, and I bring it for a carbon oila. That's halacha by a carbon. That's oshim shenitik l'raya. What do you do with the money? You use it for an oila. Now, you're not supposed to go and shecht this carbon oshim itself l'oila. You're supposed to wait a month, a year, 5 years until it gets its mum. Then you buy it, and then you use the money for a carbon. What happens? This guy says, I can't wait. It's going to be a wasting asset. I'm going to hold on to this asham for the next year, two, five, ten. Who knows how long it's going to take until it gets a mum. And I'm not allowed to inflict a mum, chas v'shalom. L'yia by mum, d'ashini mor, l'yahayi by mum. You're not allowed to go and put a mum. So, you know what? I'm going to go and tell the kohen. I'm not going to tell anybody. What is this? It's an oil. Don't you know? It's an oil. Moisra usham, oil. And they're going to go and bring it. Ushchot istam. So now, if they went and shechted istam, kosher. If instead of waiting until it becomes a balmum and then selling it and taking the money used for oila, what happens if it was nitik l'ray? Nitik l'ray means that the bezer already decided, chevraman, because of the fact that you already brought a carbon asham, this now has to go l'ray. It's nitik l'ray. In other words, if it's transformed from an asham into demei oila. What's halacha? If b'diyevet, if someone actually shechted it for an oila, it's kosher. Talk to Gemara. In nitik, in lo nitik lo. It's got to be that there was a positive action, such as a hachlot of bezin, where the bezin said, "This asham is no longer going to be an asham. You got to wait until it goes l'ray, until it gets a mum, and you sell it for an oila." In such a case, b'diyevet, if you shechted the shape carbon oila, it's also kosher. However, like nitik, what happens if he just brought his carbon usham, and now the old usham comes on the scene, and there was no bezin, there was no hachlotu, there was no nothing. He immediately goes and brings to the kohen and says, shecht it for a carbon oila, like nitik loy, then this halacha would not apply, and it would be a possible carbon. It still retains its shame, usham. That's what you learn for the Asham Hu. Until you have a decision of Bezin that this is no longer an Asham, now it's destined for Dmei Oila. Until that point, it's still an Asham. You go and check an Asham for an Oila, it's a possible carbon, it's got to be.
Even though it's a hectic Vevorim, and that's not a B'Evit Dikadin, but you can learn out a Psult B'Evit.
Yeah, okay, but this Hu is not going on the Hector's Eirim, it's going all the way on the beginning. Yes. Yeah, but the interesting thing is, once you say that the who doesn't apply to Akhtar Seymurim, it goes to the beginning, why don't you go and say that it talks about a regular carbon asham? That if I went to check the carbon asham, when we learn Zvachim, we already asked that kasha. I don't remember if Toysis asked it, but you're showing them Achroinim, but what's of them is Ketumult in their Shaila. And once you take Nahu out of context, out of Akhtaris Emurim, has to do with left field about Nitik, Nishnitik. So why don't you just use it for a regular case of Yishecht and Oshem for a Shlomim, for something else? Say, Bav Yossi, okay, good. Anyway, we still haven't gotten to your Svari yet. We're going to get back to it. Okay. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have finished the Mishnah. We have finished the discussion of Reb Shimon. And now we're going to talk about other Kavanos Mincha. Everybody knows that on Pesach, you bring the Mincha Su'oimer. And of course, we have the Sfira Su'oimer. So, Amarav, Mincha Su'oimer, she comes to the Lishma. What happens if the Kohen does the Kemitza of this Mincha Su'oimer on first day of Chol HaMoed, he does a Kemitza of the Lishma? You know what happens? It's possible. Now why? And I'm just said, except you know why it's possible? What does the mark mean? So the Mepharshim was like, your regular carbon, we're saying the carbon oila or a carbon or a regular carbon mincha machvas macheshes. The person went into the shechita, he did the malika, not the malika, he did the kmitza. What happens to them? You say that it's a kosher carbon, so it means you got to bring a brand new one. Now, what's the purpose of the Mincha Su'oimer? The Mincha Su'oimer is to be matir the chodosh. Until now, you can't eat from the new grain. Now it's matir. So let's go and use the same thing. This Minchas Hu'oimer, it's kosher. You did it shloi v'shmo, it's kosher. El shloi ol v'bal v'shum chayva. What does that mean? That it doesn't affect a heter. If it doesn't affect a heter, then the carbon is meaningless. It's a kosher carbon. It's wonderful. Did it, was it matir the chodosh? Can we study any chodosh? No. So the carbon is totally ineffective. Since it's only ineffective, we say it's invalid and it's possible. The same svar we have the Asham Nazir, and as well as Asham Mitzayra. Shishkatim Shaloy Lishman, all to Psulim, Hoyubo the Hakshir, Vlayakshiru. There, of course, their Hakshir is that they should be able to come back by the case of Mitzayra, as she says, Latoycha Machane, or Lacholapachis to be able to go and eat Kudishim. Same thing the Asham Nazir, until he brings his carbon, then he still has the dinam of Naziris on him. So we need it for Hakshir to be matter them. They're also psalm Hakshir. If you're gonna go and say that the Kohen messed up by having in mind for this Asham for a karm this karm shlom, whatever. So then means it wasn't machshir. So the carbon is ineffective, it's invalid, so forget about it. Start from square one. So Akhtimara Tanat, let's go back to our Mishnah. Call a manach, you know, one ksheirois. Elishli Allah Mishum Khoiva, Chutzim Minchas Khoita Minchas Knois. According to you, that you're saying now, I yet have another mincha, where b'diyavad lo'y olubam shem chayv, no. It's possible. Which one is that? The mincha sa'oimer, v'im isa, listni nami, chutz, min minchas chayte, minchas kenois, and mincha sa'oimer. And then we'll really have the trio, the three. I won't use the other word because you'll get offended. Listen, Avram Yitzhak, the chutz ha'mishulosh. Like the Meher Yenosik will have three. It won't be a case of Zugais. We'll have Minchas Chayte, Minchas Chayte, Minchas Oime. Why didn't say Minchas Oime? Everything was. Sigmar gives now three Terutzim. One of the Terutzim is your Terence. What are the three Terutzim? Number one, Kiktani Bo Yochid, Bo Tzibulik Tani. Both Minchas Chayte and Minchas Kenosik is brought by Yechidim, not brought by the Tzibul. Minchas Oime is that Tzibul Dikka Kav. We're only talking about Yechidim. I have another answer. Kitani bo biglal atzma, bo biglal zevach loiktani. It's only talking about those that come on their own. When you're bringing a minchas choyte, minchas kenois, you just bring that carbon mincha. Masha enken, when you bring a minchas u'oimer, you're bringing it together with a carbon. Which carbon are you talking about? Look at the third line of Rashi. So Rashi, third line, yachsiv. Vasisim b'yoim anitchum es u'oimer, keves tamim ben shana, etc. So you have to go and bring together with your carbon u'oimer, also a zevach. So these are two different characters of kabbanis. North, teretz number three. Kiktoni hanach she'en kabul hanzman. When you're talking about a minchas choyte, minchas kenois, it can happen any day of the year. On the other hand, minchas oime, you can only bring on Pesach. You can't bring a minchas oime now in the middle of Chodesh El. So therefore, three major differences, different shades of carp. Number one, Yochid and Tzibur. Levi, we said your Svura?
Yeah.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. So therefore, that's why it's left out. So really, we can go and say, Minchas Oimer is Taka, Apostle. The reason why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, because it's of a different character. Good. Oh, my man. It's not just Why? The whole purpose is to be a matir, to be a machshir. But it didn't do the trick, because if he's saying it means it was worthless. If it's worthless, it's possible. Let's go back to the Mishnah in Masechtis Zvachim, first Mishnah in Daf Beis. Notice that we have a, I don't want to say it's a mistake, but that's not our girsa. Kalizvachim sheniz b'chu shaloi lishman k'sherim. It says sheshchotz and shaloi lishman. She knows there's a dalit over the shinchem. The betzis and itaka corrects it and he puts in the word sheniz b'chu shaloi lishman. That's what we had the first mission. Kalizvachim sheniz b'chu shaloi lishman k'sherim. El shaloi olibalim lishim choy lechutz mebeisef v'chatos. So now the Gemara asks the identical question that it asked a moment ago. Just like by Unz, it doesn't say the Minchas Oimer, it doesn't say the Isa listening Nami Chutz Mi'Ashem, Na'ot Mi'Ashem, Etzayit. Why didn't it say Utsu Mi'Chutz Mi'Ashem? Why did you leave that Ashem? After all, we want to have the Chutz Mi'Shulish, we want to have the Obisik Doshim, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. We're not going to refer to it. Yeah, good. Anyway, so why did it leave that out of Bola Hachshav Le'Yachshiroi? Says Gemara, "Kim the ikah sham gzeilos, v'sham beilos, the chapora osu, and it doesn't come lehachshir; it comes lechaper loipsikale. That's why he left it out, because of the potential confusion between this asham and that other asham. One second, I don't understand the teretz. If the Gemara said it should say chutz mi pesach chatas asham nozer asham mitzayda, it says very clearly asham nozer asham mitzayda. What are you telling me? I can get confused. I didn't say asham gzeid. I didn't say asham ilos. Al korchuk, what the Gemara means to say is that the Mishnah shouldn't say asham nozer asham mitzayda. It should go and say chutz mi pesach v'chatas v'asham, which asham is the nozer and the mitzayda. If it would say asham, then I can get confused with other ashamas which are not lahachshir. So why taka doesn't the Gemara say like our girsa chutz mi asham nozer asham mitzayda? Let it say it directly, then we won't have any sfeikis. Zog the mefarshim, because as we had the daf beis omid aleph, the Gemara asks why does it say elish leibal? You should just say v'loy olibal shemuchayba, because chayiv adam lelamid talmidoy b'derech k'tzara. We always want to write, speak, and learn in a succinct, brief manner, not a lengthy manner. So therefore, to go and say chutz mehasham, peisa, chatzis, hasham, nozer, hasham, mitzayda, it gets kind of wordy. So therefore, I would have said chutz mepesach lechatzis v'asham, then I'd rely on Rashi. What means asham? Hasham, nozer, hasham, mitzayda. But once I rely on Rashi, what happens if I don't have a Rashi? And therefore, I might mistake it. Asham. That means even hasham gzeilis and hasham shif charufa and hasham nozer and all the other hasham is still hasham meilos. Therefore, so we shouldn't get into trouble, we left out the carbon asham. Freiti Mariet, a basic question. Maishna asham nozer asham mitzayda debo lahachshir v'lo yechshiroi. That's the reason why he said that it's not just le'ol lebalm shem choybe, it's posel. Haninami bo lechapar v'lo kipro. Why don't you use the same svara? What's the reason why a person brings a carbon asham? He doesn't do it l'shem nidava. He does it because unfortunately he sinned. Whether it's asham gzeidus, asham me'ilois, whatever the sin was. He's bringing the kapar. To say the same thing, that if a person brought his asham gzeilis to Beis Hamikdash, he's doing tshuva, asham ilis, he was moil behegdish, he's doing tshuva, he gives the sheps, not the shepsel, either the sheps of the kevis or the ayil, the god the gzeilis and ilis, the stafkan ayil, ben shteishonim, he gives it to the kohen, says, kohen, please go and shecht it. And what did the kohen do? He had a shini kohenish, and he switched it around. When dalad and bedbeis, and mitten for niomid. Okay. So those came with Aper. So say the same surah. If the Kohen went and switched from the Oshem, Lemushel, to an Oila, both of them are Zchar. He goes from an Oshem to an Oila. What does it say in the Mishnah back on Daf Beis in Zvachim? Kol Zvachim, Shinizvushla, Vishem Ksheirim, Elishel Olibam, Vishem Choyva. Why is it Olibam, Vishem Choyva? The whole purpose is Kapar. You're telling me it's not Meratzah. So just like the other Kabbalists by the Nozir and the Mitzoyra, they came Lahachshir. They weren't Machshir. Worthless. This comes Lachaper. It wasn't Machaper. It's worthless. What's the difference? The exact same Svara, right? Isn't Al Maskin? Right? Yeah, good. We find elsewhere, in other words, logically the kasha is solid. But we find a chumra by machshirim that we don't find by mechaprim. What chumra do we find? Mechaprim ispahu di osle achem misa. We find that a mechapra you do bring even after misa sabalim. Machshirim lespahu di osle achem misa. But we don't find machshirim that it comes to achem misa. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Didn't I? We're going to talk about an isha yoyledes. What's it in my isha yoyledes? She has to bring two kabbalas. Echatos metan oila. Echatos metan oila. So what happened now? So isha yoyledes. She left over the tzvai kabbalas. And unfortunately, she died prematurely. So okay, so isha shevia chatos. She already brought her kabbalas. She didn't bring her oila yet. Umeisa and Nebuch, she passed away. Yaviu Yorishin Oilasa. Then the Yorishin should go and bring her carbon oil. Oilasa, if she already brought the carbon oil, Umeisa, lo Yaviu Yorishin Chatasa. Don't bring the carbon Chatasa. Now, what is the raya from here to Machshir and Mechaper? Now, when I first saw this Gemara, and I see the word Chatas, immediately I say to myself, Dos the Mechaper. You bring a carbon Chatasa to Kapara. The oila is a Machshir. Oh, but that's not the pshat in our Gemara. It's punkt verkehrt. The chatas is the one that comes to be machshir, and the oil is the one that comes to be machaper. You tell me, what? I never heard of something like that. So let's look at the Rashi. I'm not making this up, Rabbi Sai. The first of the narrow lines of Rashi. It's machshir her that she'll be able to now eat carbonoids that she couldn't eat until now. Okay, fine. So the chatas is now a machshir. What's the oila? So Rashi. By default, oilasa lechaper. Kirech zibia letters. Echa lechatas viecha leoila. Alma mechaprim. And therefore, what our Gemara is telling us is, v'nehapachu, we have a situation of a chatas met an oila, where the chatas is the machshir and the oila is the mechaper. So now,
what's the assumption is that they can only do one thing.
Exactly. And that's also bothering. Why can't you do both? Why can't you say, yeah, isn't kirech? Or why can't you have two kabbalas be machshir? Why do you say automatically by default that that's going to be mechaper? Say that the chatas is both. And this should also be a machshir. Anyway, now, so let's go back to the Mishnah again. Now that we have that background, then now, isha shevia chatosa, umeisa, she brought a karm chatsa, which means she brought the machshir and she died. If you're Yoshua lost, they can go and bring the mechaper evenly achar misa. Bring the mechaper achar misa. Oilasu meisa, if she brought her karm oila and she died, so what did she do? She brought her mechaper, but she didn't bring her machshir. If you're Yoshua chatos, don't bring the machshir. So what do I see? The Torah is machmir by machshirin more than mechaprin. If she died, the mechaper you can still bring, but don't bring the machshir. So there's a chumra built into machshir. That's why in our Mishnah, by the Asham Mitzoyin and the Asham Nozir, if the Asham was messed up by a koyin who shechted a shaloi lishma, it's a machshir. Curtains, this carbon is no longer good. It's zero. It's totally possible. Mashenkin, the gabi, the regular carbon, Asham Me'ilois, or Asham Gezeilois, which are mechaprim, not machshirim. Kosher. We'll have to bring a brand new carbon ashim. See, asking me, so what's the kashus of the carbon if he has to bring a new one? That the carbon can be eaten by the kohanim, can be makta, they murum on the mizbeach, and the kohanim can go and eat the basar ha'asham like a regular carbon. But he's going to have to bring a new one. The olu shalom shem chayf. Frank Dimara, maskele b'yuda b'rei Reb Shimon ben Pasi, machshirim nami mi lesbahu de'os l'achamisa. I will show you other cases of machshirim that we do bring him achamisa. Don't tell me that you don't bring a machshel achamisa. Votnan. A person sets aside mois for his naziris. A person is a nazir. He's got to bring his three karbanos at the end of the naziris. That money that he put aside, don't go and have a no midrabanon. But if you did have a no, there's no din of me'ilim min ha-toyra. Why not? We have a rule that the only thing that was me'ila before the hakrovis hakarbin is only by kachim kudishim, but not by kachim kalim. Shlomim is kachim kalim. So the demay, although there are three kabbanas over here, he's bringing an oila, a chatas mit ashlomim, and therefore two out of three are kachim kudishim monies. However, since he didn't use the monies yet to go and buy the kabbanas, they're all ra'oi lovei kulin shlomim, therefore there's no din of me'ila min atoyra, it's only kachim kalim, but mit rabbanan loinen. Now what happens if this Nebuch, this Nozir Mace, he passed away. They left over the funds which have not been brought yet. Put all the monies in the dove and those 13 shofarois that you're supposed to have in the Beis Hamikdash, where they put in the nedava monies. It's not all 13, it's 6 out of the 13. Yiplu nedava. When I'm Mufurash, Mufurash means that the Nozer already designated. This is going to be Chatas money, this is going to be Oila money, and this is going to be Shlomo money. Tmei Chatas, Yerchiyam HaMelech, Inal Ravanoa. But there's still no din of Me'ilah. The reason why there's no din of Me'ilah, says Rashi, because since Lemaisa, I'm not bringing it for Karmen, it's Le'ibud Ko'i. It's not Kodshi Gevoya. It loses its status of Kodshi Kudashim. No din of Me'ilah Minatoyra. You can bring an oiler. Why can you bring an oiler? Because an oiler can always bring materials and a dove. That's no problem. So take the oiler and use it for a dove. Since you can bring it and will bring it for an oiler, then it's kachi kudishim. This is a dinner of me'ila. To make shlom, if you have been shlomim, bring a shlom. You can bring a shlom and a dove also. This is not a penalty. The din of the ayil nozer, the nozer has to bring, even though it's called the karmi shlamim. The Torah says it's only a one day, not a 2 day thing. Special din legabe shalmi nos. The ain't tunim lechem, don't bring lechem. Normally you have 20 chalas that you bring with your carbon ayil nozer. Here you don't use the lechem. Okay, so that's the end of the Mishnah. Jokti yimari yetzva oilu shlamim de nozer makshirim ninu. Because lechem miso. The only demei chatas you throw into the Yam HaMelech. That's kachi kudishim. That's a chatas. Chatas shemesu baleo is the misa. So you can't go and misa to the money. You took the money, you put it into Yam HaMelech. Geld by definition is anyway mis. So therefore, instead of putting the misa, you put it into the Yam HaMelech. Okay. Vein tu nalechem. The nozir, the machshirim ninu. It's machshir. What's machshir? That the nozir now will be able to start drinking wine, to be metamala mason, eating grapes. Until now, you couldn't eat grapes. You can imagine that feeling of sour grapes until now. Baruch Hashem, from now on, he'll be able to eat the grapes. Because lachem misa, we just said you do bring lachem misa. So don't tell me machshirim, you don't bring lachem misa. I have a machshir, we do bring lachem misa. When Rabbi Yirmiya made this distinction before, Rabbi Yirmiya had in the middle of the Amud, we're talking about a hechsher kavua. What says hechsher kavua? L'mushal gabe a yoledes. She has to. Udenoz a hechsher she'ena kavua hu. And a hechsher is an kavua, meaning he doesn't have to bring karbanos. He doesn't have to become a nozer. Who asked him to become a nozer? So therefore, it's a voluntary thing as opposed to yoledes that she has to bring her cart. How do I know that this is Heksha Deinik Vuh? So in Heksha Deinik Vuh, it doesn't mean in Zman. Heksha Deinik Vuh means it's not a particular card. By the Yoledis, it's, Rabbi Yisai, it's only 30 more seconds and we're done. Don't be nervous. The Gabe, a Yoledis, is a carbon miyuchod for Machshir, and that's the carbon chatzis. That's the oiluk, that's the kavua. Mashenke, the Gabe knows it. Heksha Deinik Kavuah, why? The Omamar, Gilech al Echem Ishlashton Yotze. If you brought any one of the three, the chatzis, the oiluk, or the shlamim, once you bring that carbon, aleidik, the naziris goes away, and you're ready, yoitza. Since it's considered to be machshir she'ena kavua, that's why the Gemara said, that's why it's different than the case of the letter. So this machshir, you cannot bring lachamisa, and this machshir, you can bring lachamisa. Have a wonderful day.